A state legislator on Facebook Live is a lot like Ted Williams in a batting cage. He swings at every pitch.
So yeah, happy to take any questions.
Christ Tompkins had recently returned home to Sitka after the legislature reconvened in the Capitol under strict coronavirus precautions to ratify $1.25 billion in CARES Act spending in a plan drafted by the governor.
Yeah, so Austin, state troopers training and standards.
High on the mind of constituents was the nationwide call for racial justice and equitable policing. This is actually an area Christ Tompkins has some authority over.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, like the training standards are not in law. A lot of that is left to what's called the Alaska Police Standards Council, which is a group of law enforcement professionals who are appointed by the governor, confirmed by the legislature, in part, and then it's part like an internal Department of Public Safety thing. And if there's a particular concern, could engage on that. The State Affairs Committee, which is the committee I co-chair, has oversight and jurisdiction on the Department of Public Safety. So, you know, if there are issues with troopers, then, you know, we can bring those to light.
Another question on racial justice. Would the events since George Floyd's death have an impact on equity in Alaska?
I think this is really going to sort of increase the focus of people and sort of tune people's eyes and ears going forward to instances where there may be sort of unfair outcomes in the criminal justice system in Alaska.
Christ Tompkins was peppered with questions by a constituent urging him to repeal or at least lower taxes in Alaska, to which he responded that there were no statewide income, payroll, or sales taxes of any kind in the state, a circumstance that Christ Tompkins believes is fueling Alaska's ongoing budget crisis.
I think a state income tax makes a ton of sense, and it's a shame that we haven't had one for years because it puts the state in a hugely precarious position. Our revenues are incredibly undiversified, and there's a huge amount of payroll that leaves Alaska every year, leaving nothing behind and just sort of extracting wealth.
The state's budget woes are most evident in Southeast in transportation. Christ Tompkins didn't pull any punches here.
The ferry system is a dumpster fire. It is just abominable. It's like so unbelievably frustrating. Yeah, the governor's repeatedly vetoed funding for the ferry system, but of course that's leaving a lot of communities without ferry service. Yeah, there's like no ferries to and from Sitka for literally months. So if you're, you know, trying to get anything to or from here, you're like flat out of luck. A lot of the villages are dealing with just skeletal service. I can't get my car from Juneau to Sitka. So it's going to take 2.5 weeks for it to get from Juneau to Sitka on AML for like 4 times the cost and a lot of logistical complexity. So these are like the lowest levels of service for Sitka since the 1960s and 70s.
Although his car didn't make it home, he personally did. The town hall meeting was on June 4th, a little over 24 hours before the state's travel quarantine was lifted. Christ Tompkins told constituents that he was isolating nevertheless. Alaska's infection curve, like many other states, is swinging upward again as the state's economy reopens. Christ Tompkins says he favors continued and sometimes compulsory caution.
Yeah, I mean, there's like an emerging body of evidence from the CDC and elsewhere that there's a strong correlation between face coverings and reduced transmission of COVID-19. I think it makes a lot of sense to be taking like stronger measures in terms of face coverings and masks. And I wrote a letter with, I think, 8 other legislators basically asking the governor to, in some instances, not just sort of politely ask, but require. I think it makes sense, especially in higher risk contexts.
Despite the isolation, Christ Tompkins assured constituents he was feeling good and looking forward to the election this fall. No Democrats filed to challenge him in the state primary, but 3 Republicans will vie for the chance to take him on in November. I haven't got much sense of a platform or issues yet, Christ Tompkins said of his prospective opponents, but I'm glad there will be a race. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.